Accompanied by a high-level delegation, including senior foreign ministry officials, Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani arrived in Beirut. The main theme appeared to be Islamic unity in the face of Takfiri terrorists. Larijani likened the Takfiri threat to that posed by Israel, stressing they both are the main threats for Islamic unity.
In our perspective, the actions of the Israeli regime and Takfiri terrorists are two faces of the same coin facing the region. Both dealt a heavy blow to the Muslim world. Those countries who believe they will benefit from this will pay the price of their actions.
Larijani stressed Tehran's support for Lebanon in its fight against terror groups, many of which have tried to infiltrate the country from neighboring Syria, expressing his country's readiness to provide assistance to Lebanese military. Meanwhile, Lebanese Parliament Speaker Nabih Berri expressed his support for the Iranian position of finding a political solution to the Syrian crisis, saying that the flow of money and militants to the war-torn country would not help find such a solution.
The solution in Syria is internal, political, not geographical, and this won't be achieved with the borders open for arms, militants and money.
Iran's parliament speaker expressed his support for dialogue between rival Lebanese factions that remained at loggerheads over the election of a new president. He also met representatives of Palestinian factions, reiterating Tehran's support for the Palestinian cause. Ali Larijani's visit to Lebanon appeared to include messages that extend way beyond Lebanon's borders. This visit, which is part of a tour that started in Syria and ends in Iraq, was a show of solidarity with Tehran's main allies as they confront the Takfiri threat. It also showed the true position of Israel, whose support for Takfiri militants in Syria, according to many, is becoming more evident. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.